9. Tariana. They set up for the division of the treasure in a field just beyond the ridge overlooking Aracom. The same field where Marcus had defeated Urkon's mercenary army as it had tried to attack him from the rear. Slaughtered was probably a better word. Though days had passed, piles of dead still smoldered, the rain making it difficult to burn the thousands of bodies, and the stench of rotting meat hung heavily in the air. The mud beneath Tariana's boots was stained a dark red from all the blood that was spilled, and every which way she looked, there were pieces that had been missed. Decaying fingers and bits of flesh mixed in with arrowheads and broken weapons, all of it sinking into the damp earth. It was a place that should be razed and then avoided until the land erased the evidence of the horror. But instead, Marcus had ordered his men to set up a tent in the middle of the field, under which they'd placed a long table. 7 chairs on one side, a singular chair on the other. The treasure she'd helped value sat to the side of the table, stacks of gold and silver bricks, open chests full of glittering jewels, and pieces of artwork wrapped in waxed cloth to protect them from endless rain. She, Marcus, and Servius stood under the cover of the tent, and behind them were another 50 of the 37th. The legionnaires stood in neat rows, spears upright, and shields held just so. Beneath their helmets, their faces were devoid of expression, and though Tariana knew most of their names, they no longer seemed the young men she'd sat around a fire with, but rather 50 killing machines.
"Thank you," Marcus said to both her and Servius, "for accomplishing this task so swiftly."
This was the first time she'd seen him since he'd left her in the treasure vaults with Servius, and she noted the shadows under his eyes were worse than before. His golden skin blanched and waxy. Has he slept at all?
"What's the plan?"
Servius asked, and there was a slight edge to his voice, as though, improbable as it was, he knew even less about what was going on than she did.
"We agree to the division of the wealth," Marcus answered, "and then, hopefully, everyone takes their cut and returns to their lands."
"And then what?" she wanted to ask, but before she could, Servius jerked his chin outwards.
"Here they come."
From across the field, Tariana saw flickers of motion as the Aranoquian Imperators stepped from the trees, each followed by 50 of their own warriors. Irene was the first to reach the table, the older woman's green eyes fixed on Marcus rather than the gleaming treasure. The same could not be said of the others, though Tariana could hardly blame them. This was their wealth. Wealth that had been stolen from them during the long years of Urkon's tyranny, and which they'd fought to get back. It would change the lives of everyone within the clans, allowing them both the means and the opportunity to trade with other nations. Would allow them to thrive if they were wise in how they used it. Once all the Imperators had reached the table, Marcus inclined his head.
"Shall we sit?"
Pulling out his chair, Marcus settled into it, the metal of his armor clinking as he rested his forearms on the table, seemingly entirely at ease. The Imperators followed suit, the representatives who'd assisted with the counting moving to stand behind their leaders. Tariana glanced up at Servius, and when the big legionnaire nodded, she took a few steps forward to stand at Marcus's elbow.
"You've all been provided an account of Urkon's treasury?"
When the Aranoquians nodded, he plucked up a piece of paper from the table.
"As confirmation, then, 160 bricks of gold, 243 bricks of silver,"
he continued, voice holding all the emotion of one reading a market list.
Your representatives swear to the accuracy of these figures?
I swear it,
Irene's representative said, then stepped back. The chorus ran the length of the table, and then all their eyes flicked to her.
Tariana? Marcus asked, not looking up. Is it accurate?
Her palms were sweating, and her throat felt bone dry, though there was no reason for it. The treasure was all accounted for. She'd watched it be loaded, had counted it as it had been unloaded, and yet unease twisted her guts like bad fish stew. I swear it.
Good.
Marcus set aside the paper and picked up another.
As is your custom, the profits of this venture will be divided based on the number of fighting men and women whom you contributed to the collective force. Is this correct?
You know it is. Irene pushed her graying blonde braid back over her shoulder. I told you so myself. So, let's get on with it. Rising, she rounded her chair and leaned on the back of it, eyes moving over her fellow imperators. As agreed, we break it into 15ths. She rattled off the numbers, then said, It is settled, then. Marcus coughed.
With respect, Irene. I'm afraid I do not concur with your calculations.
All the imperators turned to glare at him, and Tariana's stomach dropped. Picking up another piece of paper, Marcus eyed it.
You all provided me your numbers prior to the battle, and by my calculation, I'm entitled to 9/15, or 60% of the profits of the taking of Aracom. Irene, you are entitled to...
Irene jerked out her sword. Before Tariana could even reach for her own weapon, the Imperatrix had the blade pressed against Marcus's throat, her wiry arm steady. Stay where you are, girl. And you. She pressed the blade harder, droplets of blood dribbling down Marcus's throat. Tell your men to stay back. Behind her, Tariana could hear the legionnaires moving, but she didn't dare look to see what they were doing.
Servius.
Marcus's voice was steady.
Hold.
The men behind stilled to silence. Close as they were, there wouldn't be anything they could do if Irene decided she wanted Marcus dead. Tariana lifted her hands, taking a shuffling step closer until the Imperatrix's glare stopped her in her tracks. Irene, please don't do this. I know you're angry and I can understand why, but killing him isn't the answer. Put away the sword and let's negotiate. Why am I not surprised that you'd try to negotiate for this thieving boy's life?
Thieving?
Marcus's voice was brittle with anger, the first emotion Tariana had seen from him throughout this cursed meeting. He jerked to his feet, and only Irene, pulling back her sword, kept him from cutting his own jugular. He rested his hands on the table, leaning across it, and though the rain hammered on the canvas above them, the splat, splat, splat of his blood dripping on the papers was all Tariana could hear.
Allow me to remind you that you'd have none of this if not for my men. That if we had not arrived on your shores and offered you an alliance, all of this,
he gestured at the treasure,
would remain collecting dust in Urkon's palace.
We didn't need you to defeat Urkon, Irene snapped. But Tariana didn't miss how her gaze went to the tabletop every time another drop of blood splattered against the papers.
And yet you were content to use us for the sake of achieving it sooner.
Marcus tilted his head.
Out of desperation? Out of fear? Out of greed?
He laughed, the tone of it different than Tariana had ever heard from him, and it made her skin crawl.
Or maybe it was because it was easier to let me and mine
take all the risks, while you and yours planned to take all the reward.
One of the other Imperators leapt to his feet.
You've got balls, boy. I'll
sit down.
Though he was a hardened warrior, the Imperator's sun-darkened skin paled as he met Marcus's gaze. Splat. The man sat, though Irene remained on her feet, naked blade still in her hand.
Since we arrived on your shores, Marcus continued, my men have fought to defend your lands and your people from Urkon and his raiders, bled to achieve the peace you wanted, though in hindsight, perhaps your goals were less lofty than I hoped.
His eyes flicked meaningfully to the treasure before returning to Irene's face. Splat.
Allow me to remind you that you wanted peace as well, she said. That you wanted to make our shores safe for your empire's trade. You have as much to gain from this as we do.
I do want peace in Aranoquia.
Marcus slowly panned the Imperators.
And yet, I don't feel that I have it.
Tariana's pulse roared in her ears, her chest tightening as the tension in the group ratcheted up tenfold, the air so thick as to be nearly unbreathable. She understood now why Marcus had chosen this ground for the meeting, surrounded by stinking, smoldering piles of those his legions had slaughtered. Why they stood on ground soaked with blood. Several of the Imperators glanced toward the distant tree line, and Tariana knew what they were looking for, because she was searching for the same. Signs of motion. Signs this was a trap to lure the leaders of the clans to one place and then kill them all. There'd been no sign of the 37th mobilizing in their camp outside Aracom, but she knew all too well how quickly that could change, that thousands of men could be standing out of sight on the plain beneath the ridge, waiting for the command to attack. And the Imperators knew it too.
According to your customs, as allies who fought alongside one another as equals, we are entitled to a portion of the defeated enemy's wealth. According to your laws, the amount we are entitled to is decided by numbers. For you to stand here and say otherwise tells me that not only do you not consider us your allies, but that you consider the lives of the 233 brothers I lost in this fight worthless.
Splat. No one spoke. No one even seemed to breathe. The Imperator who'd objected coughed, then said,
perhaps we've been hasty. Irene, sit. Let us negotiate so that we might all remain friends.
Neither Marcus nor Irene moved, blood pooling on the table between them.
Sit down. Tariana wanted to scream at Marcus. Don't be like this.
The battle of wills seemed a stalemate. Then, abruptly, Irene sheathed her sword and sat. Marcus waited a heartbeat longer, then settled into his chair, revealing that his throat was coated with blood. Part of her was afraid for how badly he was hurt, but the other part wanted to slap him because it hadn't needed to go this way.
What amount would you be willing to accept as compensation?
Irene asked. The words clipped.
You would treat us as mercenaries?
Marcus huffed out a breath of disgust.
We are legions of the Celandor Empire. We do not fight for hire. You, Irene, should be glad for that, else you'd be very much in my debt.
Tariana closed her eyes, struggling to keep her composure as she realized the depths of his strategy. The legions had paid for everything they'd taken in their time here,
incurring not a single debt, while at the same time working for Irene's clan without ever demanding compensation, not giving the Erinoquians any cause to claim them anything but the perfect ally. Had he known this moment would come? Had he planned for this? And what would he do, given that the Erinoquians were refusing to name him ally in this, and he was refusing to be treated as a mercenary? It was a stalemate that would end in violence if one of them didn't concede, and Tariana's gut told her that Marcus had no intention of backing down. And from the look on Irene's face, neither did she. Splat.